This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Target Corporation offered up a new interpretation of the Second Amendment today, which goes a little something like this. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, except in Target stores, please. The company is asking its customers not to bring their guns into its stores, a request aimed at shoppers in states where it is legal to carry a firearm out in the open. Some have made a point of carrying rifles into Targets and into other stores to assert their right to do so. Target's decision today was apparently prompted by an advocacy group led by moms who happen to be almost 40% of that company's customer base. So it's interest group versus bottom line. Marketplace's Noel King gets us going.
Target's respectful request that its customers leave their guns at home follows similar moves by Starbucks, Sonic, Chili's, and others. Companies are increasingly taking stands on a whole host of hot potato issues, gay rights, contraception, and guns. Neeru Paharia, a professor at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business, says companies may not want to jump into the fray, but
these things can actually be forced on you. You do have to take a stand, right? Like, you have to pick a side.
Target picked a side after gun rights advocates brought their rifles into stores and after an anti-gun group collected almost 400,000 signatures from people who wanted guns banned from stores. The anti-gun movement was led by moms. Target says 80 to 90% of its customers are women and about 40% have kids. David Sutton, CEO of Topright Strategic Marketing, says if a company takes a political stance, it should be aligned with the company's public image and private values.
Whether it's gay marriage or gun control, if your inner identity is consistent with statements that you're making in public, I think you're on stable ground. I think brands that take a stand for things they believe in, consumers appreciate that.
Not all consumers, though. Target's interim CEO made the no guns request in a post on the company's blog. It has more than 2,000 comments, some of them very angry. And the laws haven't changed. Target's request is still just a request. Paul Argenti is a professor at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business.
I think the really interesting question is what happens when the people who are obviously going to oppose this decision start pressing the issue. That's when we're going to see some action here.
If some customers decline, respectfully or not, to keep their guns out of stores, Argenti says then Target will have to make some real decisions about whether and how the request will be enforced. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.